there is concern, and there's been a lot of concern over the last week or so in terms of the numbers and all that, but my message would be to just back up the other leaders, whether it's the business community or local authority, just for everybody that's making that extra effort and going that extra mile, and whether that's at a community level, whether it's from underage football to schools level, everybody's working so, so hard in the county in trying to fight this virus head on. And from the business point of view as well, I know there's a lot of businesses who factored in September, October into their tourism plans as well, and we just hope that we don't go to that next phase. And all I would say, and the message I would re-emphasize and reiterate, is that for people to keep doing what they're doing, and we can collectively decide what phase we go to by working together and continuing to do that.
And indeed, if people sit tight and adhere to all guidelines, we could be through this sooner.
Well, that's it. And I suppose the frustrating part is that the vast majority of people are doing the right thing and being really careful, doing the social distancing, doing the hand sanitizing, and doing all that work and working so hard. And whether it's at a community level and even a sporting level, people are making enormous sacrifices and they're abiding by the rules. And I think if we really, really continue to up the ante and where everybody pulls together, we can prevent going into stages that nobody wants us to go into. But obviously, that's a consideration for NPHET. That's a consideration for Cabinet on that advice and recommendation from NPHET. But at a community level, the message is quite clear. Talking to some of business people, people don't want to go to that next phase. But I think with a collective effort, with a collective united approach, we'll continue to fight this virus head on.